Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Taye Maddox on various social media platforms and Facebook and Instagram at @MaddoxWithMeTayo.
Hi guys. What a year it has been, 2020. And I must confess, it's been a year that you and I could write a book out of 2020. I'll lie to you. So how has 2020 been for you? What was the most defining moment for 2020 for you? What changed about your life? What influenced you in 2020? What are the events that influenced you in 2020? And let me ask, would you continue to see the world as it is in 2020 than you have seen it in previous years? So one of the questions I'm going to ask you during the course of this podcast, stick around, I'll be back with more. This is Dear Single Men, Taye Maddox. Hello guys, hello man, what a year it has been, 2020. Wow, amazing. Today is December 23rd, 2020, and you and I surely know that the Christmas season is here. It's time for the holidays, time to chill, time to take breaks off, and time to just begin to reflect on the year, and of course, project into 2021. But just before we begin all of the projection and all of the planning and strategizing for 2021, I believe that there are some key lessons, some key notes we have to just take from 2020. Man, we are going to talk about some of these things as so don't mind me. After this, we'll talk more about how 2020 has been passing, and I'm going to share my experience with you, some of the things that shaped 2020 for me, and some of the disappointments I encountered in 2020. It's a lot to talk about. So guys, welcome to Dear Single Men with Taye Maddox. It's a great morning, it's bright and sunny, right here in the city of Abeokuta, Ogun State, Southwest Nigeria. I'll be back with more. Welcome back, guys, and I'm glad that you could join me again. After a long pause from doing podcasts, since my last podcast, I think my last podcast was August now. Yeah, it was August, and guys, man, it was really, really a tough time from then till now. A lot of experiences, and I'm just going to focus on two things that has helped shape my 2020. And I would love for you at the end of this episode to just share your own thoughts. How was 2020, I mean, for you personally? What were you still able to achieve your goals? You know, I remember in the course of the year, January as always, I had a vision board. I wrote in my diary the things I wanted to achieve for the year. Not too many things, not the big things. But, you know, I later discovered that, to be frank, I achieved almost all my goals for 2020, except a few that, you know, I couldn't because of COVID. I'm not using COVID as an excuse, but hey, there are so many things COVID affected. Even COVID affected nations. So, if COVID affect me, who I be? So, I mean, that just goes to show how so much has happened to us since COVID happened to the world. But really, personally, I think I learned to be more aware of myself in 2020. Yeah, I'm a very self-aware person. I know what I want. I appreciate myself. I have a good self-esteem. But, you know, I spent more time with myself in 2020, and then I realized some things that I like, some things about myself. One of the things that stood out for me is owning up to my own insecurities. Guys, okay, it's fine. Well, sorry for that pause. My my younger one just came in out to share the news with me that, yes, ASUU called off the strike. But really, it's not my business whether they called it off or not. So, I beg, but let's go back to what I was talking about. All right, I'm sorry for that break. So, I became more aware of my own insecurities and I embraced them. For real, I embraced all of my own insecurities. And this is it, man. All of us have insecurities. We have those areas of our lives, that, man. You know what I'm talking about. And I learned to start articulating my emotions well, my feelings well, especially to the opposite sex. You know, sometimes it is really hard for we men to fully express how we feel to, you know, to the opposite sex. For real. Now, I'm not talking about just in. I'm not just relating into just romantic instances, but work environment, how we are able to communicate ourselves, communicate with the opposite sex. See, I've worked with ladies for a while, and this year, I won't lie to you, ladies first me. And usually what I would do was to just keep quiet and not talk, and let it just pass, because I do not want to holler, you know. But the more I kept quiet about some things that these ladies keep doing, especially at work, man, the more it affected how I even do my work. So I learned to start talking. I learned to start opening up that, hey, look, there's something you did that really didn't go well with me, and I would really love us to talk about this. And guys, it really worked. So when I observe or notice that, man, this lady is doing something that, you know, I call her to attention. I'm like, can we talk about this? So really, it's one of the things that has really helped me during this period. I mean, so going into 2021, there's a lot of more conversations we're going to have around this, owning up to your own insecurities, trying to manage relationships with other people, communication, and all those other things that aids our interpersonal relationships. So it's one of the things that I learned in 2020, and it made me a better person. Secondly, guys, financially, hey, guys, you know that almost all guys, we have issues with finances, man. I tell you. Okay, let me even ask you, how much do your accounts now? As they close the year, how much is in your account? Well, some would say, I have a few millions, I have a few billions. Well, to be candid, I think I have a few thousands in my account. Just a few, because I'm a career person, and I'm yet to venture into the world of entrepreneur. I love being a career person. At least I'm a professional. I do. I'm a radio personality, and all of that. So yeah. So I guess the little things I've been able to do during this period with my profession, as I bought in some free funds. But really, we all struggle with financially. I remember sometimes in July, I think I fell for a Ponzi scheme. And this money where I even used safe to do this Ponzi stuff. Don't mind me, look. See, financial literacy. Sometimes you think you know it, and then out of desperation, you just want to do some things. It happens to the best of us. I won't lie to you. So I told a friend of mine to loan me some amount of money. I think about 30,000 plus, yeah. To just register for this thing and all of that. Before I knew it then. After a month, I realized, what's going on? My eyes just cleared that this guy's actually ponzied me. And for a long while, I was going to be devastated. Look, 30k might be small, but hey, you plenty. I know, like, but these are the lessons I learned. And from this thing that happened to me, struggling financially, I was able to learn a lot about financial literacy. You know, one of the things that helped me in this area is Overwood, an investment company on Twitter in Africa. They share a lot of tips on Twitter, and of course, I know one of the founders, Dr. Tai Oyedeji, is the CEO and founder of Overwood NG. And some of the things they share with me personally has really helped me to, you know, manage what I have and, you know, cultivate the habit of long-term investment. Yeah, so I think one of the things I learned as well in 2021 was to be, you know, financially smarter. And guys, finally, networks. Guys, networks are really, really important. Look, I got my first, I got a job. I got two jobs in 2020. Yeah, I got one with a startup firm in right here in Abeokuta. I also got one with a media company in Ijebu, still in Ogun State, Southwest Nigeria. And all of this came about as networks. So it's really important that we cultivate the habit of building networks. Look, your job is just one network away. That break you're looking for is just one job away. So build network, build bridges. It's very important. And how do you network? It's quite easy. It's quite easy. Look out for people that are in your field. If you're in any field, look out for people that are in your field, you know, and reach out to them. You know, tell them what you like about their work. Tell them what you are doing now and see how you can work together. I mean, I could be anywhere now. I could be at STV, you know, doing my stuff, but, you know, I just felt this is where I want to be at this point in time. I'm not ready for that big stage at the moment. So, you know, so networks really are really important, and that's really helped me a lot in 2020. That saved me from a lot of troubles in 2020. So I don't want to do this for long. I just want this podcast to be short and simple as well. And yes, one more thing is, yeah, I celebrated my 2-year anniversary in radio this year, and it's just been an amazing journey. Ah, God. Hey, 2 years, and I have a show to myself. I think I host 2 shows at Splash from my baby time, right? And it's amazing. You know, these are some of the things that I told myself at the beginning of the year, that I want to be in a major radio station in Abeokuta, hosting some shows myself. I look, dreams still happen. And as I am now, I'm still working on myself. I'm still dreaming. I'm still aiming for the stars, you know, do a lot of things. So guys, whatever 2020 has taught you, make sure that these lessons are the framework for what 2021 is going to look at. Please do what to stay safe out there. Mask up. Do it for me. Do it for yourself. And do it for our world. Cheers. And yeah, cheers to you. Is it not cheers to your improvement? Is that the word I used to sign out? Yes, cheers to your improvement. And thank you for giving me the privilege of your attention. I'm going to do another episode that's going to be an end of year podcast. So we'll just do a lowdown of what to look forward to in 2021. Thank you guys, and have for yourself a wonderful holidays. Bye bye.